231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025 edition. Well, they made a great big deal out of the road funding deal signing ceremony. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Speaker Matt Hall, and others, along with construction workers, in front of a large on-site construction sign reading, quote, "fixing the damn roads," end quote, in bright letters. This, of course, was Governor Gretchen Whitmer's campaign slogan going all the way back to 2018. She ran on it again in 2022. Well, finally, they have a deal. Governor conducted a ceremonial signing of the $1.8 billion road funding deal that dominated this year's lengthy budget negotiations. Speakers, along with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, included House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican from Richland Township, State Representative Denise Mentzer, she's a Democrat from Mount Clemens, and the Macomb County Executive, Mark Hackle. The event took place off of Metropolitan Parkway in Macomb County. For those of you down there, 16 Mile Road, if you cross the Quinder going into Oakland County, it becomes Big Beaver. Well, it's over there in the east side of Macomb County. And they did the ceremony right in the middle of a road construction site. Attendees included workers for the Mount Clemens-based Cadillac asphalt contractor, as well as C.A. Hull Commerce Township contractor. The governor, speaking yesterday, said, "We realize," oh no, excuse me, this is Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. "We realized that the trajectory we were on was negative. $85 million a year just wasn't getting us there. So we needed a bump." Hackle said about the new state road funding deal. "Well, under these bills, we're looking at about another $30 million annually just here in Macomb County. And that is significant. It is substantial. However, it's going to be sustainable because this now is a permanent road funding deal. It's not a one-time shot where we're going to compete for road projects or bridge projects here and there. It's something now we can plan and fully rebuild our roads and bridges." The governor technically signed the bills setting up the new road funding back on October 7th. The deal looks to make $1 billion available exclusively for the roads by directing all state taxes that are paid at the fuel pumps to go directly to the roads, no longer subjecting motor fuel to a state sales tax, which was going toward public schools, and revenue sharing payments to local governments. One of the components includes subjecting marijuana industry to a new 24% wholesale tax. This would aim at generating roughly $420 million annually. However, that portion of the bill has already been taken to court by the Michigan Cannabis Association. Furthermore, Michigan decoupled itself from matching new tax deduction practices that was put in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in Washington, D.C., that President Donald Trump signed in early July. Businesses will be able to file for a large federal tax deduction under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act for eligible purchases, certain research and development investments, covering those costs, expenses, going all the way back to 2022. However, Michigan won't be matching those tax deductions at the state income tax for businesses. Businesses will continue expensing things for state-level tax deductions over five-year periods. According to the legislative analysis, the decoupling action looks to help Michigan hang on to roughly $540 million in taxes in this upcoming fiscal year. The numbers will drop down to $443 million in fiscal year 2027 and then $433 million in fiscal year 2028. All speaking from the podium said, the governor likes revenue a little more than I do. And I said, well, look, if we cut waste, fraud, and abuse, I'll match you dollar for dollar. Finally, they dedicated all the money collected at the pumps to go to roads. It's something I've been trying to do since I got elected. It's something that the House Republicans have been trying to do for over 10 years. And it now makes sense to the people. Republican lawmakers were successful in downsizing the government spending. For example, the budget deals the governor signed last summer, $82.5 billion. Well, this year it's down $1 billion to $81.5. This year's budget is being calculated to actually end up being right around $81 billion. Reducing full-time government jobs by 1,800 and shrinking business grants and loan programs. All claimed during the road funding negotiations that Democrats wanted to increase things like Michigan's corporate income tax, the state gas tax, and increase fees on heavy trucks and delivery services. Well, I wasn't going to sign off on any revenue sources that really hit working people, even though the Democrats wanted that. On October 7th, the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association filed a lawsuit in Michigan's Court of Claims against the state treasurer, alleging that the legislators acted unconstitutionally in approving this new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana. It turns out that that revenue source is not upheld in court. Well, then I guess we have to cut more waste, fraud, and abuse in order to maintain the $420 million proposed to come from this new tax. Additionally, there's still 3,000 more ghost employees that we can get rid of. There's more wasteful grant programs. There's all kinds of things we can do to cut and set better priorities in our state government budget. Now, throughout the event yesterday, there was focus on Whitmer's campaign slogan, fixing the damn roads. Well, attendees carried signs reading, caution, governor at work. Some folks walked away with yellow t-shirts reading, Big Gretch Gets It Done. And on the back of the shirts, it said, fixing the damn roads. Wonder who paid for those t-shirts. Whitmer said the deal, which is projected to reach $1.9 billion annually once it's fully phased in, means there'll be fewer pop tires and bent rims, as well as safer and smoother drives to work, school, and to the store. Now, the governor did take out $3.5 billion in state bonds for large road repairs during her first term. She said the bonds could not be used on local roads. Meanwhile, today's deal will actually infuse $1.1 billion this fiscal year into neighborhood roads, moderately reaching a little bit above $2 billion in 2030. This will go all for county and municipal road projects. Michigan drivers face some of the highest road-related costs in the country. Some calculate that $3,000 a year is spent in Metro Detroit. It's not just money, it's time. It's stress. No one likes taking the car into the shop, sometimes sitting there for hours while the work gets done, or having to come back and get it later, then working through insurance claims when, bottom line, the roads are broken, our economy and our people suffer. Now, one of the state reps, Jason Morgan, a Democrat from Ann Arbor, who started a public transit caucus in the legislature last year, explained to the media that the deal also puts $160 million into public transit, approximately $65 million annually going towards transformational transit projects. It could be passenger rail, major infrastructure improvements, expanding bus routes, and then there's about $95 million with the intention that it's going to shore up local bus operating funds throughout the state. Most immediate thing, Michiganders are now going to see an increased service and quality of public transit everywhere throughout our state. Well, don't let Dave Agerman hear that. He thinks it's a complete waste of our taxpayer dollars. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Want to remind you that the Sheboygan County Republican Party is having their Reagan Day dinner this Sunday night, October 19th, in Mackinac City, there at Mona Lisa's restaurant. If you're interested in attending, you can still get your tickets. Just text me CCRP, Sheboygan County Republican Party, CCRP. I'll send you the flyer. You can get a hold of Allison Studer and get your ticket. It's going to be a great event this Sunday night, October 19th, in Mackinac City. So text me your phone number. Text me at my phone number. I will send you back the flyer for you to get Allison's phone number so you can call and get your tickets. You can RSVP, and some headcount needs to be done in order to get the food lined up and be able to reserve your ticket for this Sunday night, October 19th. Again, Mackinac City. It's going to be a great event. The keynote speaker is Tudor Dixon. As you remember, she was the Republican nominee for governor back in 2022. She claims she's not running for governor or U.S. Senate next year, but she has agreed to come and be the keynote speaker. Congressman Jack Bergman will be there, as well as Justin Michael, the gentleman running against Congressman Bergman for the 1st Congressional District, and others. State Senator John DeMuth and other folks will be there as well. So again, just text me CCRP, my phone number 231-360-5140, and I'll text you back the flyer with Allison's phone number. You can give her a call and work it out with her. Well, after the August 5th primary, two candidates that wanted to be on the August 5th primary for Detroit mayor filed lawsuits that the Court of Appeals ruled on Friday. In its opinion, the three-judge panel held that the trial court correctly interpreted the state statute to allowing certain candidates to appear on the ballot. It also found that the plaintiff, Robert Davis, failed to show that he had a legal right to any relief. Davis, who is no stranger to challenging alleged deficiencies in affidavits of identities, alleged that the city clerk, Janice Winfrey, improperly approved Chantel Jenkins' petitions. for failing to strike the word township from the space for resident. Also, the panel said it was disingenuous to suggest striking one or the other was necessary to avoid any confusion. Davis also alleged that Fred Durhall's petition did not have his full legal name. Well, the appellate panel held that MCL 168.544C1 did not require candidates to list their full legal name in the petition's heading. The panel agreed that Davis's claims were moot, but held that it was appropriate to consider the merits of his claims as a practical matter. Well, in the end, it didn't matter because in the Detroit August 5th primary election, Mary Sheffield and the Reverend Solomon Kinlock Jr. were the top two finishers in the Detroit mayor's race and now will advance to the November general election. So the city of Detroit is going to get a new mayor, as the current mayor, Mike Duggan, who didn't want to participate in the Democrat primary election next year, decided to run for governor of the state of Michigan as an independent, leaving his post as mayor of Detroit and allowing either Mary Sheffield or the Reverend Solomon Kinlock Jr. to be the next mayor of the city of Detroit. Now, it's kind of interesting because Mary Sheffield has served on the city council for a very long time. Reverend Solomon Kinlock, of course, pastor of a large black church in Detroit. Question's going to be, who can raise the most money, who can run the most efficient campaign, and who can get their people out to vote? It's going to be held this November. And one thing you have to understand, November 4th is coming very quickly. 3 weeks away from today, they've got campaigning to do and lots of mailers in the mailboxes and probably a lot of TV ads in Detroit. So it'll be very interesting as we follow that race and find out who will be the next mayor of the city of Detroit. I got a feeling it might be Mary Sheffield. But we'll see if the Reverend can pull it off with his folks and get out the vote and see if he can be victorious against her. Very, very interesting. Let's see. Okay, we'll get into that here. William, we'll get to that as we get closer to your event. Appreciate you sending it to me. Absolutely. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We're going to be talking about the upcoming tasting menu and prices. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers.